Hi there, and welcome to this week's Woman to Woman with me, Jackie High. My guest this week is Dana Holloman. Dana Holloman is an amazing woman of God and a mother, and she is in ministry. And this week, we will be chatting about the ups and downs of juggling church, ministry, the busyness of life, and so much more on this week's Woman to Woman. Holloman, I want to welcome you to Woman today. You are so welcome.
Thank you so much for having me on today.
Dana, I know you're from the States, but you've spent many years in Ireland and you're over and back quite a bit. You're a single mom.
I am, yes.
And today, let's talk about being a single parent. How do you communicate as a single parent?
Yeah, sometimes it's not easy. And then there's a balance that you have to have, because I know many times over the years, especially when my daughter was younger, people would say, you're too much like a friend and not a parent, you know, and I would get that quite a lot. But it was in the learning of how to communicate with adults, with, you know, when you're outside of the home, how do you communicate with your friends or with, you know, peers or maybe people at church, maybe people at work? And then how do you communicate with your kids and the difference in how you do that? And I realized that a lot of times my communication with my child was very different than my communication with maybe other people. And yes, maturely, it's going to be different. But I'm talking more like, let's use sorry as an example, saying sorry. How many times do we say sorry to our kids? A lot of times as parents, we're like, I don't have to justify myself.
Yeah, I'm the parent.
I'm the parent. I'm the boss here. Or how many times, I know growing up, it was do as I say, not as I do.
Yes.
That phrase became like, I don't like that phrase. You know,
I often think if they were like me, if they knew what I was like.
Yeah. Like, no. So I had to learn. My daughter said once before, Mom, you always make me say sorry to my friends. Like if I push someone or if I'm mean to someone or if I'm, you know, I don't do what you've asked me to do or if I talk back to you. But when you're wrong, you never say sorry to me.
Why is it we find it so hard?
I think because in our mind, we think it's we're the parent and I don't have to justify myself to you. This is what you're going to do. And when she said that to me, it was a life changer for me because I began to think I need to be an example to her. And what kind of example was I being when I'm telling her to do something, but I'm not doing it myself? So I made it a priority that whenever we would talk, if I was in the wrong, I would admit I was wrong. I would say, you know, I'm sorry that I kind of lost my temper today, or I'm sorry that I maybe overreacted. And I'd find myself saying, I'm sorry. And then we were quick to say sorry and we were quick to forgive and quick to move on.
So do you think single parents treat children different to mother and father that present together in a home? Do you think the single parents are harder on the kids or easier?
I think it's mixed. I think on certain situations, a single parent is probably harder because they need maybe the help more. You know, I don't need you to talk back. Just please help me, you know, hoover the, can you just hoover? Can you just take out the trash? And so you're a little bit harsher sometimes, but then other times I think we're softer. You know, that's the person in the house that you communicate with. So you learn, especially as they get older, your communication to them changes a little bit more. And sometimes I think if we're not careful, we share too much.
Yeah. And they can become the other adult, the partner.
Yes.
Where you're co-working this together as opposed to being the mother.
Right. And it's unhealthy. It becomes an unhealthy relationship because you're codependent. And that's not good either.
How do you recognize that though?
For me, it was, I guess, a situation that we were going through that I realized I was talking too much to her and she couldn't handle it maturely, you know, mentally, she wasn't able. And I recognized it straight away, but I was very observant in that area. I was very careful with what, and I've been working for youth for such a long time that I recognized the signs straight away.
Like, it's nobody teach you how to be, first of all, how to be a parent, second of all, to be a single parent.
I know, right? So that was for me. So now when I see other single parents, or when I see parents in general, when I see youth, I try to just gently suggest that we be careful what we're talking to our kids about.
Yeah.
Because that can be very, very dangerous when we become so codependent on them and they're not able to handle it. I use the example of when they have a peer, when they have a friend, and maybe the two of them are going through a situation. There's been times with my daughter that maybe she was going through a situation and she was going through a bit of a rough patch. And her friend would come and, you know, her friend was going through a rough patch and trying to lay all their stuff, you know, on my daughter. I found that she became very heavy and she couldn't handle it. Imagine our stuff we carry as parents is even heavier than what the kids may carry. And so when we put that on their shoulders, they're not able for it.
No.
And even when they've got a great cut, because I remember thinking when she turned 16, 17, I was like, wow, she's great to communicate with, you know, and you're thinking, especially once they graduate, you're thinking, oh, you know, they're adults now, they're 18 now.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
really, they're still no. going through a lot in their life. And you have to be very careful with what you're laying on their shoulders.
You have a few tips here. You were talking about just the communication tips, you know, take time to listen to what they're actually saying. Do you find we just talk at them as well? You know, when we need them, we want answers and we want them to communicate as on an adult basis with them. But then when we want to be heard, we don't want to hear what they're saying.
Oh, how often do we look at them and say, look at me when I'm talking to you?
Yeah.
You know, as listeners, that is a learned skill. I don't think people realize how hard it is actually to learn. Because think about when you're sitting and you're talking to someone. While they're talking, you're thinking how you're going to answer. And oftentimes, if you really stop and think about it, that's what you're doing. As they're talking, especially if you're in an argument or a heated conversation, you're thinking how I'm coming back at them, and you've not even heard anything that they've said. And oftentimes we do that to our kids, where we're already thinking what I want you to do, when I want you to do it, how I want you to do it. I don't really care what you have to say. Just do what I have asked you to do. And we're not even listening to maybe why they don't have time to do it at that very moment. Or, you know, maybe they have homework or they're struggling. We want them to excel in an area, especially just coming out of COVID. You know, oh my goodness, the amount of young people that I'm facing, that they're like in this fog and they're like, I can't explain why I did what I did or why I'm feeling what I'm feeling. But they're still trying to figure out what life's about again, because they were, you know,
locked up for two years.
Yeah,
but are we blaming too much on COVID, Dana?
That part could be. But I think that we are guilty of doing it even beforehand.
Yeah. You talk about, you know, avoid saying that awful thing, because I said so.
Oh,
because
yeah.
I said so. I'm
because
your mother.
I said so.
I'm your mother. My mother used to say to me, you only have one mother and you will listen to me. And I know what's right. I'm older and wiser.
Yeah.
I used to believe that.
I've been where you are. And maybe we haven't been where they are, especially nowadays. I have been in, you know, working with youth for over 20 years. And I can't say now that these kids have gone through what I went through. They're dealing with a lot of different issues.
Well, we didn't have the social media.
All the expectations and different crisis going on. It gets very, very complicated.
Yeah, and sometimes we put a lot of pressure on their shoulders and we want them to grow up very fast and think like us. Because you think, oh, well, when are they going to grow up? They just don't get it. And then other times we want them to be kids and we think we don't want to lose them. With me and my husband, he'd say, I let them grow up and let them do their own thing. Let them travel. Let them go. And I'm like, what? They're only kids. But they're not kids.
Right.
18 plus, they're not kids. And they want to be adventurers. Let them be adventurers. But it's so hard for us to let go. But is it harder for the single parent to let go more?
I would say in general, it is very, very hard, because that's your child and they're leaving your home. And I suppose, I don't want to say that I did it well. But when she went to Russia that first time, she was only 16. She went to train for ballet. And I realized what empty nest syndrome was. And I was brokenhearted. And It was very hard to let her go. And now that she's in uni, I seem to think I did it a little bit better, you know, but I think because I did the first round, but it was very hard because then who do you talk to? I only had the one. So, and then I remember feeling, what do I do now? I'm so used to running here and there. And when she got her license, yeah, my, like I did my schedule around hers.
Her life, yeah.
And so then when her schedule wasn't there necessarily, I was like,
what about
okay,
me?
Well, what do I do now? Because I was so used to running to Dublin or, you know, here
and
for
you did
Ballard
your best.
Or this and that. And I did my best.
Did
and
what?
At the time you're thinking, oh, I can't wait till she gets her license. And then when she did, I was like, I miss those car rides.
Mm.
I miss the chat.
A lot of families, as you said, got a partner. They bring kids into the mix, their kids, and then they're gone again the weekends or whatever, if it's mom or dad, depending. And you've got your kids, our kid, and then it's all a kind of this big mismatch of mixed families. And how does the single parent with the single kid who was always them two together, how do they manage them with the new family? Because they think, hang on, are these my brothers and sisters? Is that my dad or not? I mean, how does
right.
that work?
It gets very complicated. And I can't imagine what some of those young people are going through, those kids. And that's where communication comes in. So it's so important to be able to communicate. Mm-hmm. I can't imagine not being able to sit down with my daughter and just be like, this is our time.
That you've always
you
had.
Know, that we've always had. And then she has to share with other people, mm-hmm. with other, maybe other kids mm-hmm. or other brothers and sisters. And that gets very complicated. Mm-hmm. So that's where communication comes in. And it's vital that if you have a strong communication where you're listening to each other, you'll be able to recognize when that child is suffering, when they need a little TLC.
Yeah, because the kids have their needs.
They do.
And new kids introduced to the family, into the mix, they have their needs. But a single parent in this new relationship, they still have their needs with that new relationship. And they want to get those needs met.
Yeah.
And it's so difficult. It can become really complicated.
Now, I personally never brought anybody into the house. I decided, and that was my decision. Mm-hmm. So I decided when she was born, until she was at a certain age, I wasn't going to bring other people into the house unless I knew that I knew that I knew this is marriage material. So Kayla was never really introduced to a man that mm-hmm. could possibly be, you know, the stepdad. Mm-hmm. Obviously, because I'm still single. So we haven't, you know, we haven't went that route.
That would have been difficult for you too. But it was, you felt that was the right
decision. That was the decision I wanted to make, because I've seen so many other kids' lives messed up because people were in and out of their lives and relationships.
Do you think at 18 it makes a difference that they're more mature to accept that?
Yes, plus they're older and they can kind of comprehend that, oh, mom's just dating. I mean, more than likely they're in the dating realm now, so they get it. Mm-hmm. They get, you know, when mm-hmm. a breakup may happen or, you know, something, you know, may not go as you planned it. That's a little bit different. But when you have, you know, 5, 6, 7, 8 year old mm-hmm. and they get attached to that person, I just didn't want that for her. That was my decision. It's not a right or wrong thing. That was just the decision I made because I always wanted to have that openness. And I said that because we still had a breakdown in communication and we still had our own struggles. And I had to learn how to communicate with her better.
Let's go through those communication skills again before we finish up. With your child, take time to listen mm-hmm. to what they are saying. Avoid that awful thing, because I said so. And that is a big thing, because yeah. I said so.
I said so.
Admit when you're wrong and say sorry. That's a biggie. Saying sorry and meaning it. And live and teach by example.
If I'm going to teach my child something, I want to be the example. It's not good enough for me to just say, this is what you're supposed to do. She should be seeing it from me to live it. And to do it.
Dana Holloman, thank you so much for coming on to Woman today and sharing.
Thanks for
being
having me.
A single parent.
Thank you.
Well, that's all we have time for today on Woman to Woman. And if you've missed any of today's show, you can listen back again on our website by going to www.ucbireland.ie/podcasts and clicking on the link for our teaching programmes. If you've any questions or comments about today's show, email me, jackie@ucbradio.ie. That email again is jackie@ucbradio.ie. Thanks for listening. Until next time, take care and God bless.